We are grateful to you that you gave us the privilege to be here with the great friends and the most important connection that exists in this world. This is all for your sake, for your honor. On behalf of Chaver Shtayim and Be'er Sheva Ten that connected this week, in one heart, with excitement, and out of the utmost importance of this role of opening the morning lesson, we are grateful. Yesterday I worked on this opening, maybe I rewrote it three times, but after our meeting between the tens, between 8 and 9 p.m., and after the study of item 17 from the introduction of the test, I will speak from the heart. We're all here years, really. We invest. But we wish to truly reach the quality of our work, which is faith, complete faith. And I want to ask you this morning, the world is in an unstable state and we have the strength to change things. So I'm asking for this force from you to open the hearts this morning, to connect together as one man in one heart, to raise a true prayer that will come to where it needs to go, and these pipelines that need to open up with the help of our great teacher will open up, and we will receive from them this morning, and there will be change in the world. L'chaim, I'm passing to my dear friend Onan.
The morning of flight to the world, Kli, great friends. We truly, this week, the preparation for the morning lesson, our topic was love covers all crimes. And we wanted to share from our tent something that happened to us about 2 weeks ago when some stormy argument was revealed between two friends. And at first we didn't know how to digest it. The two friends spoke and eventually we had a discussion between us with all the friends in the tent, and the discussion started. It was kind of a bit charged. At first, as it says, they seemed like people at war. Sorry, lost the audio. We had many scrutinies about how important it is for each friend to cleanse everything that he had. And the joy at the end of the meeting was unbelievable. Great joy, the joy of brotherly love. This was really our conclusion. Love covers all crimes. And it's worthwhile for us to always do it like that. Never leave anything inside. Bring everything out. And what is better than doing it together as a team? It is simply good and correct and true. And I wish for all of us that we will always unite and always cover all the crimes with love. Let's hear the reading excerpt, please.
From Rabash.
Those people agree to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that. But the rest of the people have no understanding of the necessity of work on love of others. Hence, they cannot bond with them.
Good morning, World Kli. A question for an active workshop. How can we help each other achieve a common desire? Again, how can we help each other achieve a common desire?
We
attain
a common desire when we connect, when each one rises above his desires, when we all connect in one desire to bestow to one another.
We begin with this common goal that we all have. We realize that none of us can achieve it by himself. We must have each other. Even this force, the upper far force, the light, the creator, he can help us only if we have a common request, so we have no choice. We know that everything that we do, any connection, any meeting, any situation the Creator sends us is in order to connect us. And if we don't work in that way, then we lose everything. So we have an opportunity right now, right here. Let's try to achieve it together.
We are the same people that he writes about, already united into one group, engaged in love of friends. And the reason is they have one desire. We have the one desire.
We just have to connect to the desire of our friends because it's there, it exists. We need to think about all of our friends and our whole world, everywhere, because there is no place for the desire. And we need to pray that our desire will be like the Creator's desire.
The Creator is helping us by placing the world a few minutes before a great war, and our friends in general, those in the world, please, some of them are truly suffering, and we need to understand this necessity on behalf of Providence that this is the moment. We've never had such necessity where we must do it not for ourselves, but for humanity, that will move through the path of Achishena, not the path of Beito. And we must feel the deficiencies of our friends who are suffering now and the deficiency of the world and raise it upwards. We have no time for games. We need to do it.
To help each other to achieve a common desire. Well, in anything that we want to help each other, we have the channels of acting, playing, and there are these things where we meet and talk. We read items from the introduction to tests or materials about reason. We can talk for a few minutes about having a common desire. We can talk about it. And then there are the inner channels. Where are our thoughts? Where is our heart? How do we influence each other with things that are not so much with the hands and legs? So in both of them, we need to exert and fail. And then ask the Creator that He will help us.
And most importantly, we need to make efforts to come close, both inside our tents, in order to feel each other's desires, to have a great need to turn to Him, and also the desires of all our kli that is everywhere, going through different states, going through different things, less pleasant, more pleasant, but all of it, so that through this incorporation, we'll have a reason to turn to Him, we'll have a reason to turn to Him and to turn reality in the right direction.
How to give to give. Dear friends, dear Bnei Baruch, for many years we're on the path, and every day we study how to reach love between us. So friends, today the time has really come to implement this, to realize this between us, and to disseminate it to all of humanity. Because the world really, really needs this. So let's do it, friends, together. L'chaim, the greatest of the generation. And I am moving it to my dear friend, Michael. Please.
Friends, we will now gather in a silent workshop. From the unity between us, let us pray for peace in the world in order to give him contentment. Again, we enter a silent workshop. From the connection between us, let us pray for peace in the world in order to give him contentment.
בורא עולם, אנחנו, בני ברוך, צווים לפניך הבוקר מאוחר.
Creator of the world, we, בני ברוך, stand before you this morning united as one man in one heart. And we ask you to connect us in one kli. Let no division be among us, but only the desire to connect. Help us see the virtues of our friends and not their faults, so that we may feel the friend's deficiency burning within us, and we will be able to fill their lack through prayer to you, and thus bestow contentment with joy and love. Creator, help us love and connect, so that through the connection between us, we will be able to spread your light to the whole of humanity. Accept our prayer, so that we will be able to cover all the crimes with love.
Prayer. Creator of the world, we, Bnei Baruch, stand before you this morning united as one man in one heart. And we pray for you to connect us into one kli. Let no division be among us, but only the desire to connect. Help us see the virtues of our friends and not their faults, that we may feel the friend's deficiency burning within us and be able to fill their lack through prayer to you, and thus bestow contentment with joy and love. Creator, help us love and connect, so that through the connection between us, we will be able to spread your light to all of humanity. Accept our prayer willingly, so that we will be able to cover all the crimes with love.